You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, New York Times Radio, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. We return to Burma now. It's been 2 weeks since the cyclone hit that nation in South Asia. And this morning in the delta of Myanmar, there is more heavy weather, severe rain. Aid workers say 2.5 million people remain at terrible risk of starvation and disease. They've yet to receive much needed aid because military rulers in Myanmar have refused to allow international aid workers in or to deliver aid to the most desperate areas.
In our ongoing coverage of Burma, we talked yesterday with Chris Kay, Burma director of the World Food Program. Here's a clip from that interview.
So this is a hostage situation.
It's not a monolithic government. It's not a group of people that all think the same. Not at all.
I understand that, Mr. Kay.
But at the operational level, who fully understand what it is.
I totally understand.
They can't seem to get their seniors to understand.
But you're describing essentially a hostage situation where 2 million people are being held hostage, and all you're doing is negotiating with lower level people.
Well, it's not that we can't. It's not that we're only negotiating with lower-level people. We can't get access to the people who we really do need to speak to.
As in many places where this disaster is being robustly discussed, many of you had different ideas. A number thought some of the questions were aimed at the wrong guy. Alan from New York wrote to us saying, "You were unnecessarily rude to the rescue organizer, seeming to blame him for the Burmese government's ugly stance."
We had a number of responses on our website, and most of them described my tone with Mr. K as inappropriate. And again, talking to the wrong guy. He was just trying to deliver food into the program. But the wider issue, which did get lost, and for that I'm very sorry. The wider issue is, what should happen in Burma and Myanmar? How should there be an intervention? Should there be a way in to bring the food and aid that is being stuck by people in the World Food Program and prevented from being delivered to actually be delivered? How should that work?
Simon Jenkins, he's a columnist for The Guardian, wrote recently, "As Burma dies, our macho invaders sit on their hands." Simon joins us now, and you say this is the best case for humanitarian intervention that you've ever seen. What's gone wrong here in your mind?
I think we're talking about a country a long way away that doesn't admit journalists. And for that reason, there is no head of steam behind direct intervention. I mean, my point is more one of double standards. I mean, we've all been sitting watching both our governments gaily intervening in Kosovo, in Croatia, in Bosnia, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, Sierra Leone, Somalia, with no compunction at all about confronting a domestic government. Here is a case for intervention. I'm not saying it's overwhelming, but here's a case for intervention where nobody's trying to topple a regime. No one's trying to open fire on foreign troops or anything like that. We're simply trying to go in with protected convoys, as we did in Croatia, to ensure that people who are dying, hundreds of thousands of people who now face death, are saved. It's as simple as that. And we've got ships offshore. Everyone's waiting with millions of tons of aid. They're not going in out of this curious deference to the Burmese regime, which has not the slightest intention of giving an inch.
And Simon, what do you think motivates that inaction?
I think it's partly an exhaustion that we've got so many wars we've got involved in all around the world. I think we feel, as I said before, that Burma's a curious, distant, not very interesting place. It's very noticeable that in China, where far fewer people appear to have died, blanket coverage in the world media because the media are allowed to get there. I mean, I'm pretty cynical about this. If you keep journalists out, you won't have any trouble, is what it boils down to.
Although it's quite a different thing to say that an intervention, an actual invasion or military intervention in Burma is a simple matter. I mean, what are the complications in this particular part of the world, putting aside the, I think, useful comparisons that you mentioned earlier?
Well, I'm not a strategist, and I'm not there, so I'm very careful. I'm making the what might be called the legal case for an intervention. We heard the American admiral who landed in the plane last Monday, having made the offer to the Burmese government to fly in from offshore ships piles of aid to designated locations to fly out before nightfall. He wasn't going to invade anybody. If it was contested, then clearly you'd have to provide air cover. But all one is doing is taking desperately needed supplies ashore. People now know where it's badly needed. It's not a matter of just dropping them by helicopter, by parachute. I just cannot believe it's beyond our wit to do this. I mean, we've done it all around the world.
But Simon, what about the idea that at this perilous time, perhaps you make it worse by creating a situation where you're potentially in conflict with soldiers, as you are again trying to get those basic necessities to the people who need them?
Well, I remember the convoys that went into Croatia. Did we worry about it then? We're confronting a highly interventionist ideology in both Britain and America at the moment. I mean, these are rulers who have absolutely no compunction about invading other people's countries, where for some reason or another it suits either their political interest or their commercial interest, or frankly their humanitarian concern, which is totally legitimate. In Kosovo, we went to war with the Serbian government in order to save the people of Kosovo being driven out of their country. They were being killed, but not in massive numbers.
You speak of Kosovo and Croatia, but I notice you don't speak of Rwanda as a trigger or as an example here. Do you think Rwanda is a useful lesson in when to intervene?
Rwanda was phenomenally difficult. I mean, it is, and most of us are ashamed of Rwanda. The United Nations is sorely ashamed of Rwanda. I mean, if Rwanda occurred today, I think there'd be... I hesitate to say, because another case is Darfur. But at least in those cases, the West could argue that it's very, very difficult to get supplies into areas where actual fighting is going on. In the case of Burma, nobody's fighting anybody, and these people have been totally neglected by their own government. It's not as if we're having to confront a government. The government's just not there. And all we're doing is coming in from ships that are sitting offshore, delivering aid. I cannot see the problem.
Simon Jenkins, columnist for The Guardian and The Sunday Times, making the argument for legal intervention in Burma. Thank you.
Thank you.